God started teaching my wife and I about this. And you would not believe the opportunities that you have every day to speak death or to speak life over something. I was up in Indiana last year, and I went to a job, and I started out on the bottom line. I mean, in this factory, I was putting assembling doors and stuff for boats and putting them together. My wife and I went up there for a year and just done ministry, and while we were there, some friends worked in this company. He was the supervisor, and he gave Murray and I a job just that we could do that part-time and do ministry, and I loved it. But it's hard work, and I was down on the bottom line. And I remember after about 2 weeks, the owner came up and was impressed with me. Now, this is called favor, is what it's called. He didn't know me from that bench. And he just came up and he said, "You're doing a good job." I said, "Thank you." And me and him just hit it off. We started carrying on, laughing. And he said, "Jeff tells me that you like computers." I said, "Yeah, I like them." He said, "Would you be interested in learning to program here at this place?" And that was the best job in the whole plant. I said, "Yes." He said, "Can you do it?" And I said, "Absolutely." I didn't think I could. In myself, they had CNC machines that was half as long as this. Some of you guys and gals may know what I'm talking about. But we had a computer program called Bobcad, and we took these CAD programs, and we would actually draw stuff up on them and size them and scale them. Then we had to write code off of those things, and it looked like Z's, X's, Y's, and numbers, and minuses, and negatives is the ugliest looking stuff you ever seen. I had to learn to write that code, and I had to learn to put it into a machine which sent it in, and it would actually cut it out. And it was very complicated. It was way over my head. I had no idea. It just made no sense to me. You asked me one time, you can ask my wife, when they said, "Can you do it?" I said, "I can do it." You know why? Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Eddie Day couldn't do that. I had not the training. I didn't have the comprehension to understand all them numbers. But I knew that God, who created the universe, lived inside of me, and I felt like I had an edge. Amen? That was my faith. I knew that if I asked my daddy for some help, that he would give me the knowledge. Do you think God could run that machine? I believe he invented that machine. I believe he knows everything about it, and I believe he could teach me. That's what I believed. So I went home, and you can ask my wife. I'd pray, and I said, "God, help me comprehend how to do this." And I'm telling you, the first day or two, I couldn't understand it. It made no sense to me. And they said, "You got it?" And I said, "I'm getting it. Just give me a little time. I'm getting it." And I kept practicing, and I kept confessing what I believed. About halfway through my training, the guy training me quit. The company would have shut down without this young man. It was a small company. He got mad and left. Got mad at the owners. There I was. "Eddie, can you do it?" I said, "I can do it." And I went in there, and I made some mistakes. And I kept learning. They were real patient with me. I got good at it, man. I got real good at it. I'm telling you, I don't want to be cocky, but I was good. And you know why? Because I believed that God would teach me, and he did. He let me comprehend it. He let me understand it. And before I left there, I was training people how to do it. They even went and bought a brand new $250,000 machine and said, "Eddie, you don't need no schooling. Just go over there and work it." I'm like, "Can you do it?" I went, "Yes, I can do it." Because that's the way I am. And I went and I prayed and I said, "God, you done this. Help me do that." And I learned to run that machine. And I had to train other people to run it. And when I left there, I was training people and teaching them how to do this stuff. I'm telling you that I know without a doubt that I could not have done that without him. But I want to tell you all that you need to set your sights a little bigger. And you need to realize how big God is. You may think you're not qualified for a job. You may think that you can't do certain things. But if you'll only trust him and you'll only speak what the Word of God says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." There's nothing I can't do. Nothing. I learned to make gravy. How many of y'all like gravy? First few times, man, the dog wouldn't eat it. You know what I'm saying? You could stick something heavy up in it, like a wrench, and it would just sit there, man. Murray said, That's a little thick. I said, "Well, put water in it, can't you?" And now I'd make it so runny you could read through it. But I had to practice. Somebody say practice. But you can do all things through Christ. Say that. I can do all things through Christ.